Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Time for our weekly conversation with Jeremy Affelt. Be fun to talk to Jeremy about the season and the game last night and where they go heading forward. Jeremy, what's going on?
How are we doing, guys? You good?
Yeah, good. Right. Just as I said, you know, I said it was a great season, great series, fun to watch. It was everything I'd hoped for as a sports fan. I just wish it didn't end the way it ended, and I'm not sure that would have made a difference in anything, but it's kind of a bummer to have such a great series end on something that wasn't even close. But it was just fun. And for me, the first time these guys have ever faced each other in the playoffs, it was, like I said, it's what I'd hoped it would be. And now all I can do is hope there's many more of these guys facing each other in the playoffs. What were your thoughts?
I will say it was a great series. I mean, it really was. I saw a lot of things that were concerning, but then I also saw a lot of things that were really good. We're going to game five, 2-1 ball game in the ninth, in game five. Like, I don't think any fan, even though we were not on the winning side of it, can say it was not an epic series, because it really was. To me, it was really fun to watch. I will go back to say the bullpen scenario pitched very, very well a lot of times, but you saw their young guys and they just got tight, man. They just, game four, they could not throw straight. They got tight. And yeah. I just look at that a lot of times as, if you don't have a veteran pen in the playoffs, it will get exposed. They could have got through it. They could have won game five. I'm not saying that. But I saw a young pen when they got put in. Those were the blowout games, right? It was not, you know, the veteran pen got put in. It was a close game. And I know that, but I just feel like they're not – it happens when you're not carrying a veteran pen. And you're looking at the Giants coming in and – I mean, when they had to have a pen come in, it was always veteran guys, lockdown guys. It was, and I think they're a little overexposed that way. But I mean, they were young. They built that team how they built it. They won 107 games. You can't knock on it too bad. But for me, that was unfortunate, because two blowouts, and then, you know, you shut them out. You either have to shut them out, or you're blown out, or you know, you don't want to have a playoff series like that. But I loved it. I thought it was entertaining, and it was really good baseball to watch.
When you look at Duvall last night hitting Turner, I don't know if that's nerves or if it's just, hey, you know, one got away and I clipped him. I don't know what to make of that. Could it be any of those two things, Jeremy? Could it just be like, hey, you know, every once in a while somebody gets hit, or, you know, maybe it was nerves? Because, I mean, he's handled those before. He handled him against San Diego. He handled him earlier in the series. So I'm just, you know what, I trust this guy. I mean, I think he's going to be fantastic. How did you look at it? Was it just, hey, could happen to anybody, one that got away, or maybe nerves got a little bit of him?
I think it's both. Okay. I mean, I can't say I haven't hit guys in the playoffs either. I mean, yeah. I have.
But did you hit him with 100 miles an hour worth of gas?
And that's the kind of the thing with that situation with Turner. Like, when you're throwing 100 miles an hour, man, like, and you hit him up and in like that, that's probably you're overdoing it. You know, you didn't hit him with a backup slider. You didn't do that. You know, the 100, I'm telling you right now, Turner was celebrating all the way down to first base because he was so late. His foot was getting down so late that entire series, he had no shot at hitting any of those fastballs if he threw it over the plate, you know? So that's what kind of, I think, sucked, was like, man, dude, the way he's just not on time. Like, you throw that heater with that slider away, you got a good chance against him right now, which I wouldn't say that all the time against him because he's really good, but he's just late. He's late the whole series. And, you know, I think the same with, you know, I just think that there's some pitch like 1-2 count right there. You can't throw that slider in the air. You just can't. Yeah. You know, you can't leave that ball 1-2 for him to kind of flip it out there. You got to put it in the dirt, or you got to throw a fastball up and in. And he's young. He is young, and he might have tried to put it in the dirt. I'm not knocking that he didn't do that, but that is kind of where they got beat right there. But again, good hitters, man. That is a good lineup coming in, and it's they're a deep team, and they just show like, man, they're relentless. And I feel like the Giants, you know, you saw the hitters are 3 for 28 with runners in scoring position that series. He kind of got held at bay. You know, they had some guys that have performed for him all year that just kind of didn't. But you know what? Again, I don't want to knock it too much because it was an awesome series and great. I saw some really Webb should bring a whole lot of hope to a lot of people. I mean, that's a guy that they've been waiting to have again. Mm-hmm. You know, like he dropped his arm slot. He was a little higher up earlier in his career. He dropped his arm slot. All of a sudden, he's got ridiculous movement, ridiculous slider. He's got big balls. Goes out there, and he's not afraid of anything. And to me, that's that Bumgarner, you know, Matt Cain type guy that we're looking at with you know, Timmy movement, you know? So I think that, you know, they've got a big guy in that situation. I'm really – and I think, like you said, Duvall, he's going to be awesome. He is going to be good. He's a big, strong kid. He reminds me a little bit of the same frame as Chapman, that big, strong body. He's not just tall and lengthy. He's got some muscle, and he's a big kid. And I think he's gonna develop, and he's gonna do just fine. I think it was just good experience for him. I wish they would have went to the CS. I think they could have went to the CS, but it just didn't happen.
Jeremy, so he hits Turner with fastball, and he threw a fastball to Lux, and he singled it. I'm pretty sure he didn't throw another fastball after that. Do you think, was it similar to what we saw in the regular season where Duvall, when he didn't trust his fastball for whatever reason, that's what got him in trouble, and he had to go back down to get it fixed? Did you get a sense of that last night, that he was just not happy with it, and he was just going to go slider? Should he have thrown another fastball? I mean, what's the calculus on that? Because it's none of us can imagine, you know, standing on the mound and not being able to control a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but understanding that that's the tip of the spear for him. That's what makes that slider as dangerous as it is in that situation.
It does. I'll be honest with you. I think there's a couple people you asked on that. You asked him. You asked Buster. I will tell you this. To be frankly honest, like I didn't see that kid shake one time.
Yeah,
he wasn't
taking
his third pitch. So he was going with Buster, but Buster's pretty smart. So what Buster's going to look at is, like he's holding on to the slider a little bit better. He's holding on to the heater. Mm-hmm. We don't need the erraticism. I have to go with what does he have right now that he's going to get outs on that he can command. And I think you saw it two games earlier. Granted, he got out of it. He went two innings. But if there's not some heavy wins, there's a couple homers hit right there, right? So they were on his heater and up, and he hung some sliders they hit up. So he was hit. He wasn't like he was blowing dudes away the other day at two innings. They were on it. But Buster's got to look at, all right, I got to get him through it. I got to keep the ball on the ground. I got to get double play balls. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. usually guys that are throwing 100 heaters like that, they're kind of fly ball guys, right? So he's trying to keep the ball on the ground. And so I think that's what Buster did. And I think he wanted that slider in the dirt. I think he just left it up just enough. It wasn't like I don't think it was a strike, to be honest with you. I think looking at the replay, it was probably a ball if he would have caught it. And he just went out, you know, and he drops barrel right there. That's why I think you got to put it in the dirt to get him to chase. Or you got to put 100 up on the hands. You got to throw it up there because I don't think he would have caught up to it. But, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. You can say that all you want. You know, I think that he was going to sliders because I think Buster felt that was probably a super comfortable pitch for his pitcher at the time, that he was going to get him to command throw for strikes and in and out of the zone when he needed it. He's been pretty good with it, and he probably just thought he's a little jumpy, and Buster knows it. I mean, he's a young kid, game five. I mean, that is not a comfortable – I mean, hey, man, that is a lot of pressure, and there's no doubt about it, and I'm not saying there's not because there is, and I've been in those situations, and, like – you can say, yeah, but you came through in those situations. Uh-huh. I threw strikes. It wasn't like, you know, like they hit it to where people were at. I will tell you, there's been no more pressure on me in the two games that I've ever been in was game seven, where it was loser out, and then when I had to pitch against the Cardinals, you know, when bases loaded. You know, I had nowhere to put that kid. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter what you look like on the mound. you feel that kind of pressure, and you really have to fight through it. He's young, and he had a learning experience there, and I think it's going to help him in the long run.
Yeah, no, I think you pegged it. I mean, Castro walked a couple. He showed that he was young. I think Doval kind of showed that he was young. The Giants' margins were not going to be great this year. They have $100 million lower payroll, and that does matter. And they needed everybody. Right. They needed every hand on deck. And I think the Giants were the better team if you put a healthy Tony Watson and a healthy Brandon Belt. But to lose those guys at the very end of the year with no real way to replace them, I thought that was a key factor. I'm not using injuries as an excuse, more of an explanation. I think LA is was the better team in this series. But if you give the Giants Tony Watson and they don't have to use those, and their pitchers throw a few more strikes out of the pen, and you give that lineup Brandon Belt, I think the series might have gone in a different direction.
It definitely was, as hot as Belt was. And I'm not discrediting Muncy. Muncy crushes the Giants. So it wasn't like, you know, him not being in the lineup probably helped a little bit too for us against the Dodgers. But Bell was hot, man. He was as hot as it gets. He takes a lot of pitches. He works a lot of counts, and he's going to make you throw him certain pitches. But you're right. Tony Watson being healthy, being able to come in and cover some guys, especially in that sixth inning right there where you really needed to keep that ball game within striking distance in game three. Game four, you really needed to keep that within striking distance right there in the sixth, and you needed a veteran. You really did, and they did get exposed there. But
not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do, and now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I will give it to Capo. I'll give it to the staff. I'll give it to the players. They won 107 games, man. We were on some really good teams. I never won 107. Now, granted, if we would have had that offense and that defense, we probably would have won 120. So I really can't believe that. I will tell you this, they did awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And every fan in San Francisco should be excited. I think it's going to put a lot of pressure. And you know, honestly, we're forgetting about Cueto. If Cueto's healthy and he's on point, he can make some big pitches in big situations. He really can. I just don't think he's healthy this year. I really don't. I think he's just trying to get by. He's an older guy that's kind of losing some stuff now, and he's not able to finish his pitches. But you know, I do think you got to put a lot of pressure on the front office. They need to go build now. They have to. They just prove you can't sit back and say, well, we won 107 with this team. Why do we got to go get anybody? That's not going to fly in this game anymore. It really isn't. There is some areas that you need to tighten it up in. And if you're going to compete with the Dodgers, you're going to have to go do that. And so I think that if anything, that this Giants ownership should say, we won 107 games. We finally got our fan base back. We got people excited. The worst possible thing you can do is not show the fans and show these players that you're willing to keep building to get better to beat these Dodgers. Because that's and San Diego, I'm telling you, San Diego's not done. They're not. And you know, they go get a manager they want, and there's different life put into them. You got a division on your hands, and so I really hope the Giants, you know, feel free to go ahead and go help these guys out a little bit, and just build on what they got, but then put some big dogs in as well. Because, you know, Buster is getting older. Crawford is getting older. Belt is getting older. It is. And they'll feel it a little bit this year because they're at that age where they get in that playoffs and they stop and they're like, man, my body just didn't bounce back in spring training. I mean, it is a toll. And they had to win. They had to win a lot of tough games in September. They're going to have to remember that.
I got a pretty active imagination. It's not active enough to imagine Buster Posey wearing another team's uniform. You played with him. You know him a little bit. Can you even imagine that? I mean, is that something he would entertain? I know it's, you know, they'll negotiate and they'll do what they have to do, but I never even really thought of it, that he's a free agent and that's a possibility, but it's never, I try to picture Buster in somebody else's uniform and it just dissipates in my mind. It's like, why my mind can't even grasp that. Could you see him in a different uniform?
No, I can't. But I couldn't see other guys in different uniforms, and they were near the end there. I didn't see Smoltz in any uniform, but a Braves uniform either, yeah. You know? So yeah. you don't see certain guys. But I will tell you this, it would be a bad idea to not pick up his option, because what he brings to the value of that club is intelligence. I don't know where Joey Bart's at on the readiness spectrum of being a catcher. I don't know where he's at position player wise. If they can help, they can kind of utilize him there for a little bit. Listen, if his bat's locked in, okay, but I mean, you got two catchers right now that were pretty awesome for that pitching staff, and they have a high trust for both of them. And you got a guy in Buster that showed, Grant, you know, everybody's saying, well, he had a lot of time off last year. He's not going to have much time this year. It doesn't matter. The wisdom and the comfortability he brings, he's a smart hitter and he's a pure hitter, and he knows how to make adjustments to his swing. And I just think that, you know, with the way he ran that playoffs and showing late in the season, I mean, think about the playoffs the last time he was in it in 10-12. He won that. He had some grand slams, yeah, but he didn't put up 400. You know, he didn't. And he focused on catching, and he let Pablo do that deal in the playoffs, you know. And so Buster coming in the playoffs this year, and not only catching but hitting, like, it's really smart. And I that'd be a huge error by them to let him go, in my opinion.
I'm rooting for Red Sox. If I had to use – because my nephew's a big Red Sox fan, so I'll cheer for his team. But if you said handicap it mentally, I'd say Astros over Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to fall short here. They're a great, great team. I think the Giants took something out of them. I'll be interested to see what they look like against Atlanta. I could see them getting by Atlanta, but I think Houston's offense is going to be too much for LA in the World Series. Handicap what's coming up?
Well, Houston's really good. You know, they really, you got two bandbox ballparks. So you got Boston and you got Houston that honestly, if you can close your eyes and take all of the stuff out, all the fans and all the stuff out, it's a pretty similar ballpark. Both of those are kind of similar. They got that short wall on left. They got that pretty good triangle out there in center and got that low wall on right. Houston might fly a little bit better in a dome, obviously, and they're a little shorter, but you got two similar ballparks that these guys are going to hit in. It could be a slugfest, but I think Houston can pull it out. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I don't want to see – I mean, I think baseball probably would say the greatest thing for, like, aggressive, competitive fan base is the Houston Dodgers rematch after all that fiasco and that skit went down with the accusations and all the cheating and all that stuff. I gotta remember I did a beer called, you know, Dodger Tears with Barrelhead.
Oh, we remember.
I need that to kind of get marketed a little bit better. You know, I need it to be Dodger Tears. I need this thing to, you know, really knock it out of the ballpark, you know? So I am pulling for Atlanta. I think they have a great team and they're missing a stud. Acuna. So, you know, but I do think they have a good team and we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you got Scherzer, and you got some starting pitchers that for the Dodgers that to me, they've got some stuff. It's going to be a good series. I am hoping for Braves. I am actually kind of hoping for Braves Houston scenario in that situation. But I think it'd be a fun World Series there. And I will say I had Dusty as a manager in Cincinnati. Full transparency, we did not see eye to eye. Like, was not the guy that I enjoyed running a bullpen when I was there. However, I will say that, I mean, there's something with Dusty, as much as the life as he's put into this game of baseball, it might be kind of fun to see him finally get it, you know? So, I kind of feel for that, too, and the nostalgia of everything, of him getting a ring. Would be pretty cool. So there's a lot of fun stuff ahead in playoff baseball.
So what do you got going during the off season? Is the brewery operational? When will it become operational? When's that thing going to be ready for people and all ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, November 1 is my push date. But I'm having to push. Like, I show up every day and I sit there and I nag the guy about why how come he's not hammering? Why is that not going in?
I mean, it's not hammering.
Yeah, you know?
Stage like, mom in this thing, huh?
Yeah, he's like, well, Jeremy, it's lunch hour. Well, how long is lunch hour? Do you want me to do it? Like, I don't, can't they eat while they work? I don't understand. Like, so I'm kind of nagging.
Your ownership now. You're the man. And
Yeah. I'm kind of pushing the envelope a little bit. I got a couple snake eyes from the project manager and, come to Jesus meetings the other day. I might have got a little different tone than I have right now with you guys. There might have been a tone change. But,
that's a pretty aggressive tone you got with us going right now. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah, it was a little more than that. I kind of got the cat voice working, you know? So, I'm November 1. But I will tell you this, Oktoberfest that we just threw, 17 kegs of beer. I drained every drop of beer, and people bought it all one day. It was awesome.
Nice. That is sweet.
We nailed it. I was super excited. Our merch got out there. Everybody's excited for it. So I got a lot of good compliments, and they're all collabs. So we'll probably have to start out as a tap house that first month because we got to put our brew house in, and obviously 21 to 30 days on that. So we'll be a tap house a little bit at first with a couple of our beers that we've done collab-wise, but I'm ready to rock and roll November 1, and I should be going. I'm super excited.
That is awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do something around then and bring you back on? We could talk. You could talk about the opening and what's going on and how it went, and we could talk about the playoffs a little bit because we've had so much fun on Fridays throughout the course of the season. That's one of the things that the season ends, and I always say it's not so much they lost. It's now what are you going to do like every other night? And I'll watch all the baseball.
Yeah.
But still, when the Giants are playing, it's fun. You kind of feel like a little more invested. Every other night, you have plans. Like, what are you doing? Watching Giants game. And now that it's over, it's a little bit of a letdown. So, and that's another thing too. We don't talk to the baseball guests are a little bit more infrequent, so we'll miss talking to you every Friday. So hopefully we can, maybe give you a buzz and see what's going on with the brewery and talk a little playoff baseball with you.
Heck yeah, be awesome. I'd love it.
Well, let's do it then, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure having you all season long, and we'll continue doing some stuff maybe during the playoffs and find out what's going on there with Free Roam.
Yeah, guys. I look forward to that.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Appreciate it, man.
We appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.